Okay, let's pick up with the Mishnah, the second Mishnah, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Amotzi es tivna v'kashel l'rishus ha'ra'im." If a person brings out his straw, two different kinds of straw, one's broken up straw, one's whole straw. So someone brings out his straw into the rishus ha'ra'im, l'zavalim, in order to let it rot so that it can become fertilizer, so that he can use it to fertilize his fields and vineyards. V'huzak ben acher, and somebody else gets hurt, gets damaged as a result. Chayiv binisko, so he would be liable for the damages. V'chol akodem en zacha, and anybody who proceeded, who jumped ahead, who was the first to take them, is zocha, has merited in them, he has acquired them. Rabbi Shimon ben Galil omer, but Rabbi Shimon ben Galil says, kol ha'makaklin b'rishus ha'ra'im v'hiziko, anybody who is doing something hazardous or putting something hazardous into a rishus ha'ra'im and they cause damage, somehow, chayav en l'shalim, so you're going to be liable for to pay. V'chol ha'kodem en zacha, and all who are the first to come and take this item, the hazardous item out, has merited in this item. You are now the owner of that item. So, and we'll have to see in the Gemara exactly what exactly is the distinction between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. It seems like they're saying very similar things. Ha'hovech es ha'gol b'rishus ha'rabim. If someone is flipping over, turning over dung in rishus ha'rabim, v'huzak ben acher, and someone gets damaged as a result of this dung, chay b'nisko. So you're going to be liable for the damages. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. There are two parts to the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah is if you take tevin or kash out into the rishus ha'rabim to let it rot so that it can become fertilizer, someone else gets damaged as a result of this tevin or kash, etc. So you're going to be liable for the nezikin. And we say that anybody who comes and takes that stuff that you put onto the rishus ha'rabim has been zocha in those items. He has acquired those items. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says something very similar. And then finally, the Mishnah, the second part of the Mishnah is if you're flipping over dung in the rishus ha'rabim, someone else gets damaged as a result, so you're going to be liable for the nezikin. So now the Gemara says, Lemamas nisin delok Rabbi Yehuda. Let's say that the Mishnah is not like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. What opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? Titania, as we learned in the Braisa, there's a Braisa that we have in the Tosefta in Bava Metzia. The Braisa says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'shas hutzas zvalim, during the time, at the time of hutzas zvalim, of bringing out the fertilizer, adam motzi tzivlo l'rishus ha'rabim, a person can bring out his fertilizer into the rishus ha'rabim, b'tzovro kol shloshim yom, and he can pile it up there for 30 days, k'deshi yenisho peragli adam, so that it can be crushed, squashed, trampled down by the feet of people, ragli behema, by the feet of animals. Shamanas can hinchel Yeshua as arts, because it was on condition that Yeshua literally hinchel would be like bequeathed, that he divided up, he gave us, he split up Eretz Yisrael. So it was having this in mind that Klal Yisrael were not going to be particular about other people doing these things in Rishus Rabbim, that this is an acceptable use for Rishus Rabbim. So what do you see, though? You see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's perfectly fine to bring out Zevel into the Rishus Rabbim. And presumably, if you have a right to put Zevel out into the Rishus Rabbim, if somebody else gets damaged as a result of that Zevel, you're going to be putter. And so that's not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said that if you take Tevin or Kash out into the Rishus Rabbim so that they can rot and become fertilizer, if somebody else gets damaged as a result, you're going to be liable. Now note, the Gemara seems to be assuming that when Rabbi Yehuda tells us that you have a right to bring out Zevel into the Rishus Rabbim, the assumption is that if you have a right to put it in the Rishus Rabbim, then by definition, what that means is that you're not going to be liable if somebody gets injured or damaged as a result of that zevel. So the Gemara says, well, actually, I feel the same Rabbi Yehuda. No, you could even say that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. How so? Mod Rabbi Yehuda shem hizik, because Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if someone got damaged as a result, that if this zevel damaged somebody, Mishah Mash Hizik, you'd have to pay for the damages. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that yes, it's true. B'shas v'tzas zevelim, you are permitted to take zevel out into the street and put it there and keep it there for a period of 30 days. You do have such a right. But if somebody gets injured as a result, then you're liable to pay or if somebody gets damaged as a result, you're liable to pay for those damages. Okay, so now the Gemara says it's valid. But wait a second. V'ha Tanan or V'ha Tanya, some have, that I thought we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'ner Chanukah pater m'bnei shu b'rishus. What's the case over there? So this is a case we've discussed before. At the very end of Hakonis, at the very end of the sixth parak of Bava Kama, the Mishnah discusses what happens if Reuven owns a shop, and as Shimon is walking his camel in front of Reuven's shop, the camel is loaded up with a heavy load of flax, and the flax dips into Reuven's store, and Reuven has a lamp in the store, and the flax catches on fire, and as a result, the whole building burns down. So who's liable in that case? So in that case, where Shimon overloads his camel, and the flax dips into Reuven's store and catches on fire there, so then Reuven is not going to be the one to be liable. Shimon's going to be liable. But the Tanakhama says, but what about if Reuven's lamp is on the outside part of the store? He doesn't keep his lamp inside. He keeps his lamp on the outside part of the store. And then Shimon's camel, which is overloaded with flax, catches on fire. The flax catches on fire, and the whole building burns down. So then in that case, Reuven's going to be the one that's liable, not Shimon. So Rabbi Yehuda comes in and he says, well, actually, with a Ner Chanukah, let's say if the Ner that Reuven put on the outside of his door was not just any lamp, it wasn't any Ner, it was a Ner Chanukah, well, then he'd be Pater. So that's what the Brisa says. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'Ner Chanukah, Pater b'Mnei Shuhu b'Rishus. That if you put the Ner Chanukah outside of your store, so then you'd be Pater because that's within your right. Well, so what do you see? You see, my love, Mishum b'Rishus Bezin, is not that Reuven has the right of that Bezenov gives him to put the Ner Chanukah outside of his store. And so you see that when you have a right to do something, you're not liable for the damages that result. So the Gemara says, lo, that's not correct. Mishum Rishus Mitzvah. It's not any right that you have. It's the right that Bezen give you in the context of a mitzvah. The Tan, as we know, we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'Ner Chanukah Pater, b'mnei shuhu Rishus Mitzvah. The Brisa tells us, Rabbi Yehuda holds that for Ner Chanukah you'd be Pater because of the right that you have in the context of a mitzvah. So because it's in the context of a mitzvah, that's where you're Pater if damages result. But in our case, where you have a right to put Zevel out into the Rishus Ram, if someone gets damaged as a result of that Zevel, it's true you have a right to put it there, but if someone gets damaged, you're liable to pay for the damages. The Gemara says, okay, but wait a second. Tashma, take a look at the following. Kol elu sha'amru mutar l'kalko b'rishus rabim imiziku chayav l'shan. The Tanakhama tells us that all these, where they say that it's permitted to be mekalkel, to ruin, to put something hazardous out into the street, into the rishus rabim, imiziku chayav l'shan. If they damage, you're liable to pay. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda puts, Rabbi Yehuda exempts you from payment. What do you see? You see that when you have a right to put something out into the street, the Tanakhama says that you're liable, but Rabbi Yehuda says that you're not liable. So you see, once again, that when you have a right to do something, it's not just that you have a right to do it, but you'd be liable for payment if someone gets damaged. Rabbi Yehuda says that when you have a right to do something, you're putter from payment. So the Gemara says, Amar of Nachman, or some have it as Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, Masnisin Shalobashas Hatzas Zvalim. The mission that we're discussing is not during the time of bringing out Zevel, Rabbi Yehuda, and it is Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning to say as follows. Remember again, the Gemara opened up with a question, or with a point, that the mission is not like Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. How so? Because the Mishnah said, if you bring Tevin or Kash out into the Rishus Rabim to let it rot, to become Zevel, you're liable for damages that result. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you are allowed to put Zevel out into the Rishus Rabim. That's part of the conditions of Eretz Yisrael. And presumably, if Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're allowed to bring Zevel out into the street during the times of Hatzas Zevelim, so you'd be exempt from liability if someone got damaged as a result of that Zevel. So Rav Nachman is pointing out, he says, read the Braisa carefully. Rav Yehuda's permissibility to put Zevel out into the street is only B'shas Hotzas Zevelim, during the time of when it's accepted or when people bring out Zevel, they put Zevel out. But otherwise, you would not be allowed to. So therefore, that's why our mission can be consistent with Rabbi Yehuda, because the mission is saying if you brought the Tevin or Kash out into the street to turn into Zevel, you're liable for damages. Why? Because the mission is discussing a case of Shalom B'Shas Hotzatzal. It's not the time that people bring Zevel out into the street. Okay, that's Rav Nachman's explanation. Now, Rav Ashi has an alternative explanation. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says, Tivna V'Kasho Tanan. If you notice, read the Mishnah carefully. The Mishnah said, what are you bringing out into the street? You're not putting Zevel out into the street. You're putting straw out into the street. Mishum de Mishraki. So why are you liable? You're liable because they're smooth. They're slippery. Meaning to say, yes, it's true Rabbi Yehuda says that you're allowed to put Zevel out into the street. And presumably if he says you're allowed to put Zevel out into the street, you wouldn't be liable if someone got damaged as a result. But in our Mishnah, we're not discussing Zevel. You didn't make Zevel yet. You put Tevin out into the street and someone got injured or damaged as a result of that Tevin. And so that's why in our Mishnah, we would hold, and it's consistent with Rabbi Yehuda, that you'd be liable. Because the whole reason that Rabbi Yehuda says it's fine to put Zevel out into the street is that Zevel is not as slippery as Tevin is. But Tevin, which is much more slippery, it's smoother than Zevel is. So then you're going to be liable for damages that result. Okay.